Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is buttermilk. So what is buttermilk? Does buttermilk contain butter? Inquiring minds always want to know. So many people labor under the misconception that buttermilk is buttery, high-fat, milky kind of drink. Nope. Surprise, surprise, there is actually no butter in buttermilk. Rather, it's the slightly sour liquid that's left over after the butter has been churned out of it. Old-fashioned buttermilk sometimes has tiny globs of sweet, creamy butter in it, but they don't make it that way anymore. Most commercial buttermilk, however, is made by adding lactic acid to pasteurized milk. The flavor of buttermilk is sort of like yogurt. It's slightly thicker in texture than regular milk, but not as heavy as cream. It's excellent in baked goods, also in soup, salad dressings, and really pretty much anything you want to add it to. It lends a rich, hearty flavor with fewer calories than milk or cream. It has a tangy flavor and it goes well with sweet fruits such as peaches, cherries, and pears. A lot of cooks like to dip meat, poultry in particular, in buttermilk rather than milk because coating it sticks a little bit better when you're adding the flour. Yogurt can be substituted for buttermilk on a one-to-one basis. Using buttermilk recipes usually calls for the inclusion of baking soda, not baking powder. This is because buttermilk has more acid than regular milk, and using it with baking powder upsets the chemical ingredient. When baking with buttermilk instead of milk, substitute baking soda for some or all of the baking powder. Today's recipe is for buttermilk lemon muffins. You need a cup of buttermilk, 3/4 of a cup of sugar, a half a cup of oil, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 teaspoons of grated lemon zest, 2 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and a half a teaspoon of baking soda. Preheat your oven to 375. Grease or line with 12 paper muffin cups a muffin tin. In a large bowl, beat together the sugar, oil, eggs, vanilla, and lemon zest. In another bowl, combine the flour, baking powder, and baking soda. Stir the flour mixture into the egg mixture, doing it in, one or two different batches. Add the buttermilk alternately with the flour mixture. Beat until just combined. Please don't overbeat. This will cause lots of bubbles in your muffins. Then spoon the batter into a well-greased or the paper cups. Fill between 2/3 and 3/4 of the way. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes until it's lightly golden on the top. It makes about 12 muffins. You can add blueberries to this. Add about a half a cup or about a cup of chocolate chips. If you want to add poppy seeds to this, add your poppy seeds to the buttermilk before you add it to the mixture. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.